keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Watch this.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. You know, it's quite interesting because I think my radio show reflects my speeches, because I don't always talk about politics in my speeches. I hardly ever really talk about politics in my speeches. I really talk about other things that I think are valuable to the human condition. That's why sometimes on the radio I don't, you know, I got a whole bunch of political stuff here. Trump, you know, DeSantis, and hey, this stuff gets old, man. Like, a lot of it is just minutia that's just spread around all day long with that no added value, in my opinion. I don't know about you, but I'm like sick of just hearing about politics all day, every day. And it's just minutia. It's just here to make you fearful. It's here to make you think, and people ain't really trying to act, and everybody's grifting. Not everybody. A lot of people are just grifting. They're trying to get famous. You know, just like a young man that I knew, you know, that's in the gay movement or whatever that is, and some groupers, which is some racist idiots, decide to confront him. And as a conservative, what does he do? He go on CNN. It's like, bro, you know, when you go on CNN, they're trying to elevate a negative perception against the conservative movement. And you go on CNN because you think you're going to get clout. And they ready to stab you in the back. They just need another black man to say that there's racist people in the Republican Party, which is exactly what he said. He just really admitted, or at least said out of his mouth, that there's a racist wing of the Republican Party. When in reality, it's like 600 people out of 100 million people that are this racist group of people, and I wouldn't even consider them being Republicans. They lie and say that they're Republican conservative, but they're not. And he goes on to CNN and gives them what they want. So politics is not what you think it is. People are fake. They're cunning. They don't believe what they say. It's all a show. There's only a few people that are actually genuine. They genuinely believe these political things. They genuinely believe what they say about Trump and Vivek and all this. Other people know what you want to hear, and they just tell you what you want to hear. Because it's easy to do it that way. They don't want to rock the boat. They know you want to hear this. They're going to say it. And therefore, you don't even know who to trust. And these, I'm talking about people who are your favorites. Maybe not y'all's favorite, because y'all only listen to people on the Salem News Channel. But some people that you would consider to be a favorite, it's nothing but a talking point. They're just a talking head. But anyway, I'll move on from that. But the reason that I change it up a little bit, because I'm saying what I would want to hear on the radio if I was listening to the radio. I don't want to always hear about politics. I want to hear about Jesus. And there's a lot of times that I talk about Jesus, and I think it's invaluable for us Christians to have a balance of perspective. And I'm just imploring you guys, to you guys, and it's been revealed to me. And I don't think about God or nothing. It's because I've been reading this stuff. I think it kind of makes sense to me that there's something to visualization. There's something to affirmations, like reading affirmations, saying your affirmations every day, listening to affirmations. There's something to this. There's something to the biology of the human body and the functionality of the brain, the conscious and the subconscious. Like there's a scientific element there that's proven. And I think that some churches and pastors and Christians want you to shy away from a proven method. And I don't know why. I think maybe it's tradition. But when I look at the book, The Secret, I've never read the book, The Secret, but I watched a documentary about visualization and stuff like that. And I've seen documents. I've heard people talk about it, people in the secular world. And I find it to be truthful. So then you have to contest with, well, if this is truthful, then how does this go with the Bible? Because God is the arbiter of all of our success. God is the controller of the universe. He made the heavens and earth. There's no principle that exists on earth that God didn't preordain. And so if this principle of visualization and attracting, like what they call it, I can't think of the name, but what people normally say. Not manifested, but attraction. The law of attraction is what it's called. If these things are real, then God has everything to do with it. The difference is, are you tapping into it and understanding how it connects with God, or are you trying to separate it from God and looking at it as if it was a bad thing? I really do believe law of attraction is real. And I believe it's biblical. You know, and You do it every day. It's quite interesting. If you pray every day, you're literally attracting the things that you're praying about, because you begin to believe it. You begin to believe it's going to happen for you. And of course, God sprinkled his secret sauce on it. But outside of that, a lot of that may be your subconscious mind that you have to then condition so that you begin to see life differently. There's a lot of power in the human mind that I feel like we just haven't tapped into. And some of us don't know how to, and some of us don't want to. But I want us to consider this. Everything that exists today, whether it's sound waves, whether it's radio signals, whether it's the smartphone, whether it's space travel, I mean, anything that exists today came from someone's imagination. If there was no imagination that there could be an airplane, the airplane would not exist. Not because the airplane can't exist, it's because people are not expanding their mind to its existence. If we were to sit and say, there's no way in the world that it's possible for me to see and talk to somebody in Tel Aviv, which is about 10 hours from here. No, it's way more than that from here. I think it's about 12 hours from here. If a person doesn't imagine that in their mind, it's not that it doesn't exist. It's that the human hadn't imagined it. Therefore, it cannot become reality. I want you to consider that. The World Trade Centers, big old 100 and some story buildings, that didn't just exist. Somebody thought it up in their mind. And they were able to build it because they went after the vision that they had. I mean, I could just go down a list of different things, like the fact that they have fiber optics going through the bottom of the ocean. That's how you can get the signals from here to Tel Aviv for you to do a FaceTime with somebody. Internet, Facebook, coding websites, everything. It came from somebody's mind. And there's things that exist in possibility that we haven't explored yet because somebody haven't thought big enough to make it happen. Or they're thinking about it and they're trying to make it happen. I just want to hit on that point. Somebody needs to hear that point. That 2,000 years ago, it wasn't that there was no radio waves. It wasn't that you couldn't use a cell phone to connect with somebody in another country on FaceTime. It wasn't that that didn't exist. It's that people probably couldn't think that big. When you're running around on horseback and you never think about a combustible engine in a vehicle that could drop you, nobody's thinking about that. Their next greatest thought is thinking about a horse and carriage. Their next greatest thought is thinking about a faster horse, two horses on a carriage. Then they begin to think about combustible engines. Then you have the manual transmission. Somebody came up with the idea and said, there's got to be a way that this transmission can shift without me moving the gears and the clutch. It didn't exist until somebody thought of it. It wasn't that it wasn't a possibility. A person had not explored that thought. And I honestly believe that a lot of things in life are that way. And if one could only connect that with God, that would be one of the most powerful books that one could ever write. And I should never say it on here because somebody going to steal it and write it. But you know what? God is in control. So if some of y'all steal my book, it ain't going to be as cool as my book anyway. So I'm just kidding. But I think that's a powerful connection. But I think you have to use that power properly. Visualize things of God. Visualize things of service. Visualize things that are good and that are true and that are fair, not evil. Hold a phone. We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, I truly am amazed at this product. And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
My son was saying, Mom, why are you paying so much for this? The supplement store has the exact same thing. And I said, no, they don't. You know, because he was telling me that they have similar products as Balance of Nature. But then when he came over to my house and he looked at the label of the Balance of Nature about all the, you know, ingredients and everything, he realized, oh, yeah, this is a superior quality, superior product.
Step into the new year with a new you. Start your journey to better health by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and signing up as a new preferred customer. You get 35% off your first order, plus a free fiber and spice supplement with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. And get this exclusive holiday offer by using discount code Brandon.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Off State of Show. Let me tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, look for a supplement that works. Relief Factor is your supplement. Take Relief Factor. If you're sore, go to relieffactor.com or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I think I'm done talking about my Jesus thing. But, you know, I hope people start doing this. Let me give you the solution. I listen to affirmations every night. No, I try to be consistent. Most nights I listen to affirmations every night. And affirmations are the things that I want to see change. If you want more money, listen to money affirmations. If you want more Jesus, listen to Jesus affirmations. Visualization is what they call it. Affirmation, visualization. Listen to that. Repeat affirmations. And play them when you go to sleep, and let it keep playing while you're asleep. Because your conscious mind is asleep, but your subconscious is still listening. And you continue to do that, and I think it'll start to change the way you see the world. And I hope that you would do research on that. Okay. All right. It says, panicked students seen huddling on a ledge at least 15 huddling on ledge as at least 15 killed, 30 injured after student opened fire at university in Prague. Yeah, I absolutely hate the way they write article titles. Anyway, at least 15 were killed and 30 others injured when a student opened fire on Thursday at the university. Let's see. Where startling images captured young people huddled on the edge of a building that they saw cover for as a gunman opened fire. And where is this at? Czech Republic? It's in Czech Republic. That's where that's at. So I guess America is not the only place to have these issues, huh? It's not the gun, it's the people that are wielding the gun. And I think we all know that. It's no need for me to beat a dead horse. Jordan expands probe into Smith's handling of Trump's case. And that's Jim Jordan. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan expands his probe into Special Counsel Jack Smith's, into Jack Smith asking him to turn over all documents and records related to his prosecution of former President Trump. It's a familiar move from Jordan, who similarly asked Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis and Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to provide all records related to their prosecution of Trump. The sweeping request from Jordan also asked Smith for records related to his successful bid to access Trump's account on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, as well as for details on his staff, their salaries, the cost of any travel. It warns that failure to comply could spur a subpoena. Now, I'm not going to waste my time with that article anymore. I think it's good information for you. I don't want to hear nothing about a subpoena and all this other stuff, because people don't show up for subpoenas and they don't do sugar, honey, iced tea about it. What a waste of our time. Special Counsel Trump case unconstitutional. Okay. Former Attorney General Ed, I think Meese, has presented arguments to the Supreme Court that they should reject Special Counsel Jack Smith's request because it was unconstitutionally appointed, or he was unconstitutionally appointed in the first place. Interesting. California Lieutenant Governor calls for the state to explore every legal option to remove Trump from the 2024 ballot. Now, removing from the ballot in California, so what? Removing from the ballot in Colorado, so what? I think it's completely ridiculous and stupid, but it ain't going to make a difference in the election. If he's not on the ballot, who cares? He's not going to win California anyway. He's not going to win Colorado either. And I know I got a lot of people listening to me from Colorado, and I love y'all. But y'all got some stupid people that live in your state, and they don't want a president like Donald Trump. They're going to vote for a Democrat lunatic. And so if they were trying to remove Donald Trump from Texas, if they were trying to remove Donald Trump in any of the swing states, then I think that that would be problematic for us. But them virtue signaling, when I believe wholeheartedly that the Supreme Court will overturn their decision, with them virtue signaling, it's not going to make a difference. It just makes them look stupid. It makes them look evil and retaliatory. I don't even know if that's a word. It seems like they're retaliating. And it's just making Trump more and more popular, which is a good thing for us. Says critics of Colorado's Trump ballot ban comparable to the Confederates. We'll see. That's what we have court for. We'll take it to court and we'll see what the Supreme Court does. Now, the Supreme Court is full of conservatives. If this goes against Trump, then maybe he shouldn't be on the ballot in Colorado. Because I would argue that the conservatives should make at least a reasonable decision. Billionaire donors pull back donations over president's anti-Semitic testimony. And this is from Harvard. And it's funny because they're not pulling back donations because she plagiarized and she's incompetent and did not represent Harvard well at all outside of anti-Semitism. But they're starting to pull back because of anti-Semitism. Billionaire Lynn Blavatnik has paused donations to Harvard University over his handling of President Claudine Gay's recent appearance before Congress. This gentleman and his family foundation have donated more than $270 million to Harvard in the past, Bloomberg News reports on Thursday. He is only the latest donor to pull back in protest of after Gay refused to state that calling for the genocide of Jews would infringe on Harvard's rules against bullying and harassment. It says the problem Harvard has is that all of their sources of revenue are strained. A retired deputy assistant secretary in the United States Education Department told Bloomberg, their ability to raise money is clearly stained and their ability to leverage federal programs is potentially at risk. Gay is facing pressure to resign amid anti-Semitism and mounting plagiarism accusations. And if she don't resign, she must be crazy. Or they're being selfish and they don't want to get rid of the only black, the first black president that they've had, black woman at that. Hold the phone.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall, what's that? The most famous reindeer of all. Come on!
This is the Officer Tatum Show. On the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies, welcome back to the Austin Taylor Show. I'm going to tell you guys about the Angel Tree campaign. I want you to help me in crossing the finish line before Christmas. We probably got 2 days left or so. just a few days left. I don't know how many days we have left. We really need to get the volunteers, give them enough time where they can go out and get the presents. Let me look on the sheet and see how much time it says. And we got about 4 days left. For some reason, the Angel Tree banner ain't on my website. So you guys are going to have to call this number or go to angeltree.org/Tatum. angeltree.org/Tatum. Or call the number 888-206-2763. That's 888-206-2763 if you want to give in this campaign. To be honest, we're going to cross the finish line regardless, but I do want people who want to give. Let me just say this. I just want to keep it real. I don't like when it seems like I'm trying to pitch it and beg you to give. I don't like when it feel like that. Maybe you guys don't feel that way, but it's like when I say it so much, it almost like make me feel like I'm begging you. This is not for me. This is for the kids. And I want every single person to view it that way. This is about you and the kids. When I say you, is that when you give, I believe God honors you giving and he will bless you. I don't know what he'll bless you with, but you'll be blessed if you give. Right? You give sparingly, or you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. You give bountifully or sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. And so with that being said, this is an opportunity for you to sow into some young person's life. It ain't really that much to it. If you want to sow, you want to be a blessing to somebody, this is a great opportunity. And it's an organization that I trust, and they deliver on their promises. So our goal is 3,700 kids. We're at 3,500. And we're going to get to that goal no matter what. However, if you want the opportunity to give, here's the opportunity. 888-206-2763. That's 888-206-2763. Or go to angeltree.org/Tatum. All righty. Let's see. You can call in 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. And just so you guys know, I believe tomorrow I'm not here. I don't know if somebody's filling in for me or not. Oh, Carl is going to fill in on tomorrow. Okay. Well, I'm not going to be here. So Carl is going to take care of it and make sure you guys are good. However, I'll keep giving you as much news as I can before I'm out here. Let's see. Cruise quizzes DHS on TSA screening of migrants boarding flights. This is alarming. It says, while America must present an acceptable form of identification to fly, or at least have their identities confirmed, TSA is permitting illegal aliens without ID to opt for an alternative ID verification process utilizing the CBP One app, Cruz said in a letter to Mayorkas, saying that the process takes illegal aliens at their word on certain data and allow them to obtain DHS documents and fly out of airports. In effect, TSA is applying one standard for verifying the identities of American citizens and another weaker standard for verifying the identities of illegal aliens. This is alarming, according to Ted Cruz. So the U.S. has been allowing around 1,600 migrants per day to be paroled into the U.S. through ports of entry using the CBP One app, which allowed migrants to upload photographs and other information and schedule an appointment. Cruz, the ranking member of the Senate Commerce Committee, says that even if they do not have a passport or other ways to provide their identification or identities, they can still be paroled into the U.S. Okay. What are we going to do about it is the question. Border Patrol agents outnumbered by 200 to 1 by migrants in Eagle Pass. 260% capacity. They're 260% over capacity. I'm just wondering, what are we going to do about it? We do a lot of
talking. We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's an incredible opportunity to engage with me and other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July weekend. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. What could be better? Join me from June 29th to July 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or reserve online. PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Light. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey.
Tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor. It works well for me. I'm confident it'll work well for you. Relief Factor was created by doctors looking for a solution to curb aches and pains. Relief Factor is made with supplements like turmeric and omega-3, which help your body fight off inflammation naturally. So go to relieffactor.com, and get started with the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Over a million people have tried Relief Factor's quick start, and over 70% have gone on to order more. So go to relieffactor.com to order more Relief Factor. It's not about making you feel better, but it's about giving you a better life and allowing you to do the things you love. If you're sick of hurting with inflammation and joint discomfort, give Relief Factor a try. That's relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. Call the number 800-4-RELIEF. All right. All right, I got callers calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Let me go with Dave from Cleveland. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, Ben. I was going to make a comment on that Harvard, how they've fallen off. If you take a previous people that were there, I don't know if you're familiar with a Dr. Mildred Faye Jefferson. She was the first black to graduate from medical school, woman, and she was also a surgeon. And a pro-life activist. I don't know if you've ever heard of her. But you compare her, yeah, you should look her up. She's the one that convinced Ronald Reagan to become a pro-life. But she, you compare her and to these last couple people that come out of Harvard, the one that went to the Supreme Court, they couldn't tell where the woman was, and then you got this other lady, and you know, this was in 1951, but the difference between, like, her, like, she's sterling, you know what I mean? She's got such a great reputation and done things. And you got these two. It just looks so bad. Like, what happened, you know?
It's the bigotry of low expectations. So instead of accelerating the growth potential of black people and encouraging them to be great and excellent and compete, what they do is you do whatever you want to do, and we're going to pick one of y'all anyway because we're. That's pretty much what I see happening.
Yeah. Like this Mildred, you know, she was also a good person and good student, you know what I mean, and done things, you know. She was a pro-activist until she died, pro-life activist until she died. And it's just that's such a, you know, remarkable lady compared to these two, you know. And anyway, I just thought I'd make a comment. I think, thought maybe look her up. She's worth looking up. Her name is
Mildred.
I'm
going to look her up.
Faye Jefferson, doctor, and she's a surgeon. Yeah. Okay. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, Dave, thank you so much for the call. The bigotry of low expectations. That's what has happened to black people, and it's going to happen to Hispanic people and illegal aliens that come into this country as well. It's the bigotry of low expectations. Listen, they don't care to help black people become better. If y'all want to skip class and be stupid, it's the white man's fault. Not that y'all stupid and skipping class and not getting an education and you ain't ever going to be able to legitimately compete. It's that go do what you want to do and it's going to be okay and we all should have equal outcome. That's what I have noticed. I can't believe a woman from Harvard couldn't even articulate her anti-Semitism. Right? She just sounded like a dummy saying it. She couldn't even be anti-Semitic enough to convince you that she was right. Or she's not intelligent enough to convince you that her anti-Semitism and her stance on the policies at Harvard were correct. That means she don't have enough brainwave. She's not that intelligent and convincing. She literally is a dud when it comes to effectiveness in communication. And she's the president of a prestigious institution like Harvard. It just tells you what it is. Like, I see I want to stop saying like. I'm going to try to be conscious of saying the word like. Somebody told me when they met me, you say like too much on the radio. I'm trying to be conscious of it. I believe that people are not encouraged to be great. How can you be great when they tell you, you ain't never going to be as good as the white man? How are you going to be great when your role models are ignorant fools and they get celebrated and put on TV? Like I just saw Stephen A. Smith is an ignorant fool. He had never looked up anything related to police arrest. He never done a ride along. He just talking outside his neck. And that's supposed to be a leader in the black community. I would argue that most of our black leaders are stupid. They grew up in this victim mentality, in this world of activism, and they're pointless. They're worthless. Let's just be honest, because I'm sick of sugarcoating this. Let's just be honest. The reason why black people don't succeed in America, because our leaders are stupid. They are the most ignorant, non-qualified people, and I don't know how they got selected to be leaders, but they're the ignorant, most non-qualified folk. And even the ones that you admire are stupid. I think LeBron James can be one of the greatest basketball players and one of the greatest black influencers. He's just ignorant. Like, dude, you ain't read a book. You haven't talked to anybody. How you gonna be that rich, that influential, and you that stupid? Jesse Jackson and all these other people, stupid. Van Jones gets on TV, stupid. Barack Obama, the worst thing that happened to race relations in modern American history. Who we going to prop up? All stupid. You know who they don't? They don't never talk about Thomas Sowell, which he's one of the most brilliant men. He's not a black leader. They don't count him. Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, they don't count him. They don't count him. You know, my son had a project at his school, and I don't know why his mama got him in public school, but for some reason she wanted him to be in public school. Let me tell you what she said to me. I said, I want to put him in private school. I want to put him in a great school with a great education. I want him to be in a school that's going to teach him about God and all these other things. And what did she say to me? How many black kids go to that school? First of all, my kid is biracial, so he ain't even black. And he hadn't grown up around black people. Cause, you know, you know how the system work. She get to keep him full time. And I just get the weekends and be Disneyland dad. But
this December, Total Wine & More has super exciting ways to get some of your favorites at the lowest prices possible. These deals are so amazing, we should probably just call it Deal-cember. Absolut Vodka is $9.99, Jameson is only $14.99, and Malibu Coconut Rum is only $7.99 when you buy two bottles. It's Deal-cember at Total Wine & More, where you'll find what you love and love what you find, only at your Total Wine & More.
Prices effective on 750 ml only now through December 31st. Drink responsibly, B21.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. Pure Talk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to preserve our nation's history? Consider purchasing a Blueprints of Liberty brick. Each purchase helps to build Liberty Village. By sponsoring a brick, you become a part of the Blueprints of Liberty Village, a unique destination that brings our founding history to life. This family-friendly location will provide an opportunity for youth and visitors to encounter history like never before. Visit UnitedWePledge.org to order your Blueprints of Liberty brick today.
In Dinesh D'Souza's new blockbuster movie, Police State exposes the government's plot to control MAGA conservatives.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
MAGA Republicans threaten the very foundation of our republic.
Mass surveillance, censorship, and armed attacks. There's nowhere to hide.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant.
15 marked units on my property.
Military-styled soldiers pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
Are we becoming a police state?
It may
maybe the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
Directed by Dinesh D'Souza, Debbie D'Souza, and Bruce Shuley. Police State sounds the alarm.
What we need is a person, and then we go find out what crime you did.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
Police State, they have their list. Are you next?
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Police State. Buy it or stream it now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Bigotry of low expectations. I'm hoping that one day we... I don't know, y'all. I don't know if it's inevitable. This is going to be the way it is in perpetuity till the world ends. Or is there somehow, some way we could turn the tide? Because it doesn't matter what I say. My voice is not big enough to make a significant dent. My voice is big enough to make a dent, but not a significant dent. I don't know what it's going to take to get people to wake up. I just don't know what it's going to take to get black people to... black people specifically because they're so biased towards one political party. But I don't know what it's going to take to get black people to wake up and say, look, you've been bamboozled. And you should know you're bamboozled because the people that's running your communities that you hate are Democrats. Right now, you claim that it's so many injustices and the system is broken, but the person that's running the country right now is a Democrat. And under Trump, you had it better than under a Democrat. But I don't know what to say because I'll never be the one to kiss your butt and tell you what you want to hear and until I acquiesce to what you believe. No, I'm never going to do it. I'm just going to tell you the truth. If you don't like truth, don't listen to me. Go listen to somebody else. They'll kiss your butt and sweet talk you in your ear and tell you that everything going to be all right and you can just keep voting for Democrats for the rest of your life and expecting something different to happen. And it's not just voting, man. It's the music. It's the culture. It's the vernacular. It's a lot of different things that I feel like that black people have been bamboozled into believing is prosperous and it doesn't work well. Not unless you want to live in a black man utopia somewhere. Now, I wouldn't say a black man. I think a lot of black people don't even like this stuff, but you want to live in a black power utopia. Other than that, you need to teach your kids how to speak proper English. You could have an accent or something like that, but you need to teach your kids how to speak English. Teach your kids how to work hard. Teach your kids that sagging your pants ain't cool. Listen to Cardi B and all this garbage ain't cool. It ain't good. You know, being a victim ain't cool. Claiming that you hate the police, but you'll never become a police officer to change your own community, that ain't cool. I don't know what it takes to get people to think. Like, if the people that complain about cops the most should become cops. If you think the cops are patrolling your community and they're doing such a bad job, how about a bunch of y'all brothers become cops and patrol your own community? Because deep down, we all know that we the problem, not the cops. And they don't want to deal with their own problems. Hold the phone.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.